I'm back in the saddle again.
Broadcasting live on Star Worldwide Networks, Sharon Camarillo's Fun and Fast Times.
Nobody holds a candle to me in my red high heels.
Join National Hall of Famer and author Sharon Camarillo as she inspires, educates, and entertains while exploring the fastest growing equine sport, barrel racing. Get information from top trainers, competitors, and equine educators. Tips on training, competition, hauling, nutrition, and more. And now, live from the beautiful San Joaquin Valley of California, here's your host, Sharon Camarillo.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining our podcast. I just walked through the house to my office, called the studio, and here we are. You know, one thing that the situation that we're all in gives us is a little more relaxed time at the house. And I've been going through some cupboards, through some old photos, and I've been reflecting back on my career as a rodeo contestant slash cowgirl. I certainly vested in road miles, crisscrossing the country from rodeo to rodeo, horse trailer in tow, from California to Maryland, Canada to South Texas, not to mention the off-roads in between. I made some great friends, and I have some wonderful experiences. Today, most of my miles are by plane, and waiting to board or deplane, I inevitably get the question, what's in the box? And I smile, it's a hat box. Oh, they say with a question mark, it's a cowgirl hat box. Oh, we wondered if it was an instrument or an animal, is always the reply. The case is so interesting, and it's covered with stickers from around the world. It's well-traveled. Yeah, it's well-traveled. Then, as they check out my boots and my clothing, the next question is, what is it that you do? It's never a new question, and in all the years that I've been doing what I do, I've never really figured out how to answer precisely what it is that I do. I pause in my own thought. It's a deep subject without a short or easy answer. My simple answer is, I'm a cowgirl, hoping the conversation is over, but it never is. Next question is, oh, what does a cowgirl do? Another deep question that doesn't justify a simple answer. Thinking again, I could say I'm a horse clinician. Then they ask, oh, are you a vet? Still thinking, I say to myself, depending on the day of the week, I'm an educator, an author, a podcast host, an equipment designer, a mother. That's on my short list. In my mind, I always face that similar question, always searching for the best short answer. The truth is, cowgirls are multi-layered. Whatever a cowgirl is, I'm proud to be one, independent to a fault. I have a style all my own. I've fostered the courage to make my own decisions with few excuses. And in the big picture, cowgirls are not afraid to stand up for their philosophies, their friends, and the way of life that we hold dear. We share a passion for our lifestyle and an unyielding strength that comes from a healthy self-reliance, a matter of trial and error, success and failure, and ultimately, we can be intimidating without really wanting to be. With that thought, I always struggle with what I do and who I am. Never an easy answer, never an easy question, but the answer is always based on so many unfamiliar things that most people just don't understand. It's like we are just who we need to be. With those thoughts in mind, I've asked our guest today, Oklahoma cowgirl Donna K. Rule, to join us to help me define what a cowgirl is. I think you'll enjoy her story. Stay with us after this word from our friends at South Point Hotel and Casino. We'll be right back with 2019-2020 National Finals Barrel Racing Qualifier, Donna K. Rule.
How about them cowgirls? Some proud girls, and you can't tell them nothing, and I tell you right now, girls, may just be 7 months.
listening to Sharon Camarillo's Fun and Fast Times. We'll be right back after this. The South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa is legendary for its old-fashioned Las Vegas hospitality. Thank you to owners Michael and Paula Gaughan, who treat every guest like family. The South Point Equestrian Center and Preferred Pavilion is host to equestrian events of all disciplines, including the headquarters each December for the National Finals Rodeo and the United States Team Roping Finals. Definitely the place to be, not only during the NFR, but throughout the year. Make sure to check out the list of top entertainers and activities for the entire family, including bowling alleys, theater, award-winning food, great gaming tables, and loose slots. Make the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa your first stop on your next trip to Nevada. This is Sharon Camarillo's Fun and Fast Times. And now, back to Sharon.
Sometimes the best cowboys ain't cowboys at all. She's got my back even when it's against the wall. When I need a friend, well, she's the guy I call. Sometimes the best cowboys cowboys at all.
We're back, and I have to say I'm excited to welcome our guest to our 39th Fun and Fast Times podcast. We talked about what's the definition of a cowgirl. We're about to meet a native Oklahoman, the wife of a saddle maker and a businesswoman, the mother of grown son and daughter. Her father was a rodeo cowboy. She's raised horses. She was trained horseback. She's been a successful barrower's trainer and a competitor most of her life. Today, she's a 2 times national finals qualifier, and her horse has been a 2 times Purina AQHA Horse of the Year. High Valor, the gelding who in 2019, her first NFR, placed in 5 go-arounds, winning 2. She pocketed $96,000 for her effort, and in 2020, Valor was again named Horse of the Year, going into the NFR in 3rd place. And the rest of the story is that she was one of 2 contestants to test positive for COVID and remains one of the most celebrated 2020 top 15 qualifiers who never had a chance to compete at Globe Life Stadium in Arlington. She's a multi-talented cowgirl, over $300,000 in Equistat earnings. And joining me today is Donna K. Rule. Donna K., where does this phone call find you, and welcome?
Well, thank you. You make me sound like somebody else. Gee whiz, I didn't know I did all that stuff. I'm stuck in the snow in Belleville, Texas, and thankfully the Vital Performance horses have given me a little port in the storm.
Well, you had said earlier when we made this appointment that you weren't going to be on your way to San Antonio, and then I read that San Antonio had to postpone some of their performances. So where does that leave you?
Well, actually, I was on my way to Jackson, Mississippi to compete and then turn around and come back to San Antonio. And when the ice hit, I couldn't make it to Jackson because of the ice and the roads were closed. And so I just turned south thinking, of course, South Texas will be warmer. But I was wrong about that. So I actually am still going to be able to make my runs on Friday night and Saturday afternoon, even with the changes at San Antonio.
Boy, I tell you, in my opening, I talked about the highs and lows in the life of a cowgirl and how do you define what in the world a cowgirl is. And I remember going into El Paso with an ice storm all the way across to Jackson, Mississippi, and back to Houston. My God, you know, but what I reflect back on is we take it in stride. Today, I sit home in my nice warm house and it frightens me to listen to where you are and it's cold and, you know, carrying water, breaking ice, carrying hay, wind blowing your trailer gates open. But, you know, we do it because we love it. So I want to jump back, if you don't mind, to the 220 National Finals Rodeo. And in your own words, would you share your unimaginable experience with COVID and the National Finals Rodeo?
Well, yeah, that was quite a deal. We all had gone ahead and took our COVID tests the week prior at local levels, and mine was negative. I had no worries at all. And my daughter and I had loaded up, and she was going to come and help me with my horse and what have you. And all of the contestants had to go get tested for COVID in a tent prior to checking in. There were 2 of us, 2 contestants, Caleb Schmidt and myself, that tested positive. neither one of us were sick. I was never sick. I didn't feel a thing. I never lost my sense of smell or taste or anything. We were still waiting there in the parking area when I got the phone call, and they invited me to go home. So that was sure enough a gut punch.
Oh, my. I don't even know how I would respond to that. But early on, there was this whole list of protocols that you would be tested. And if you tested positive, Tandy was going to take you down into another area and retest. But that didn't happen?
Yes, that did happen. That was the second thing. And the first thing, you know, they were talking about how they would make arrangements for my horse. And, you know, that was the only time I kind of fuzzed up a little bit, because we all did sign those things and we knew that it was a possibility. But Dr. Tandy was absolutely very informative and very professional, explained what he thought, explained what the protocol was, and never influenced me either way on anything. But I went and had the other test, and it was still positive. I had a place to stay, and I could have protested it. But honestly, I would just die if I'd have given that to somebody that had a compromised immunity system and made them sick. So while waiting on the test results, I loaded, I went and got my horses, and I went home. So that was a little rough. It was definitely a little rough. I am human.
Knowing the talent of Valor and how great he is on a big course, and here after all these years, what, 35 years, national finals, longer even, here's a standard course. I mean, it's made for you and Valor. And I asked you what you thought about that, and you said, you know what, I never even watched one performance.
I never did. I just went home and shut it off. You know, it was sad. And I will say I was grateful for all the support I got, and people were just so kind to me. But I was sad they were a little bit testy toward, you know, the PRCA and stuff. It was difficult for all. You know, we've had lots of changes and lots of horrible things going on with the COVID. And you can't say, well, the last time we had a pandemic, nobody knows. So I know they're all doing their best. But no, sure. I never did watch anything. But I sure was looking forward to having him on that course where I could set him up perfectly for a turn instead of have to just count on the instant of a change of a direction, you know.
Well, the reality too, the expenses that we pay and the time, seems like we never get paid for our time. We just continue to pay for gas and rigs and feed and horses and supplements. And the national finals truly is a time to recover expenses and get ready for the following year. And for you to have to sacrifice that, it really was heartbreaking. And you had so many fans cheering for you and sending their condolences, I know. I want to skip ahead a little bit to Valor. We love our horses, and you've certainly had some great ones. You said that it wasn't until you were 59 years old that you decided to make a run for the top 15. Tell us about High Valor, and what did you see in him initially that made you think that he was the horse that you could make it to the national finals on?
Well, he came out of Lana Merrick's breeding program, and the Merrick family has been famous for years, from beginning with EasyJet and moving forward, and Lana has certainly made a name for herself in the breeding, and she owned him and was going to keep him for herself, and her business and her time was so that she told me she was afraid she'd ruin this nice horse. Did I want to come look at him? And so, you know, I thought, well, okay, I will. I'll go look. You know, at this stage of my life, I probably don't need another one, but here I go. And honestly, I had looked at 21 head when I bought Juice, the horse that I was riding at that point, because I thought, I want one more before I'm too old, and I thought Juice was it. But I go and I look at Valor, and gosh, sure, he was the most beautiful, perfectly put together colt I'd seen in a long time, and he was late in his four-year-old year when I went down, and I just bought him. But he was a handful. Gracious sakes alive,
the good ones usually are, aren't they?
Yeah, yours was. I know. I think we talked about that some, too. Little silly things.
You know, going back to Lana, I always admire her, but I just loved her grandfather, Walter Merrick. And leaving the national finals in Oklahoma City, he approached us during the rodeo, my husband and I, and asked us if we'd stop by, that he had a really nice buckskin colt that he thought would make a rope horse or a barrel horse by EasyJet. We stopped by, and he was asking $3,500 for the horse, which in the day, just trying to get from one rodeo to the next, that was a lot of money. But I say I wouldn't change a thing in my life. I've had ups and downs in all. I've been so blessed, but that's one thing I might have changed. I might have scraped some money together to buy that horse at that time. And, you know, and then Martha Josie always reminds us that when you have the good ones, you got to go. So You know, there was valor right in your hands. You're 59, you've got your family raised, and you decided to head out. I love that story.
Well, yeah, actually, the funny thing was, without going through every part of the details, I realized this horse is really, really something. And I was really toying with the idea of just, John and I worked together every day of our lives at our saddle shop and never been apart since we got married. And we've been married 40 years now, as of today. I didn't know if I could go. And I was sitting there watching the news, and they were interviewing a famous basketball star, and they were asking him, why do you think you can make all those shots from half court, and why do you continue to try to excel, and blah, blah, blah. And he looked right straight past the interviewer at me and said, why not? And I was like,
all our barrel racing fans that are listening to our podcast today, there's your lesson right there. Believe that you can, right?
And why not? Give me enough reasons you'll imbalance it where you shouldn't be going. If you've got that horse, you need to get in the truck.
I love that. Well, I want you to share your experience in 2019, your first year to qualify for the National Finals Rodeo. I believe your dad passed away just that same year, 2019, and you wanted to celebrate his memory. How important was that first grand entry?
Oh, my gosh. You're going to make me choke up right here in front of everybody. That horse that I mentioned, Juice, he'd gotten hurt really badly, and I didn't think he'd ever come back. But he came back enough that I could take him to the NFR. I had my dad's saddle. I got to ride my dad's saddle and take Juice through there. And, you know, my dad died in California. He had moved out there where it was sunny and nice, and he died out there. And the coolest picture I have from my first NFR was sitting on Juice on my dad's saddle, and whoever carried the California flag is right behind me.
Now you're going to make me cry. Enjoy the grand entry. You know, opening of the rodeo, but it's so much more. It's a celebration of a successful year. It's bringing, you know, how the heck did I get here in my last 40 years? And there's no pressure, just a lap behind your state flag, a tip of the resist all, and let the competition begin. But it literally is a rite of passage and a celebration of a personal life.
Oh, so much. Sharon Smith Davis, she hugged me before I left for the NFR. She, of course, has been there. And she said, welcome to the family. I was like, oh, my gosh.
I love that.
So, yeah, the grand entry is definitely a welcome to the family thing.
One of my career highlights, you know, people say, what's your favorite rodeo? You know, the ball. One of my career highlights is as simple as this. It was riding with my husband behind the California flag at my first national finals. No pressure, just fun, you know?
Yeah. The greatest day of your life. Yeah, that's so cool.
Donna Kay, you talked a little bit about Juice, and you've certainly celebrated victories, and you've certainly had some challenges. The horse that you rode with your dad's saddle in 2019 at the Grand Entry, A Juice Adventure, and you were involved in a horrifying accident, and I can just feel the horrific fear, because, you know, I've been involved with something similar with one of my NFR horses. I'm not going to try to describe what happened, but would you mind sharing the story with our listeners?
Yeah, it's important that everybody takes this and just commits it to memory, because what happened is it was pouring down rain at Springfield, Missouri, and we were all getting ready to have slack after the rodeo, and everything was locked, and we found this little area where they showed sheep. And they had tipped panels to the center, you know, while they were not showing sheep in there. And that's where their little scales were and stuff. And several of us and some bulldoggers ducked in there so we'd get out of the rain. And I was standing next to Juice putting his splint boots on. And I heard the dreaded woo, woo, woo. Somebody had tied one of their horses to that loose panel. And when he backed up, it began to tip and come at him and scared him. And that horse ran off in that small sheep showing area as hard as it could go, terrified, running around and around, and nobody could get out. I tried to get out the gate that I was by, and it was locked. The only gate that was open, it was right out to the rain, and, you know, riding a shod horse out there to the concrete, people could have died. And eventually, that horse, people were leading horses in, and two of them got away from a lady, and they took off running ahead of the horse dragging the panel, and so I just tried to toss Juice's reins over so he could just get out on his own. When I did, those two horses hit him from behind, and he jumped over me into the bleachers and almost cut his leg off. And all the rest of those horses ran over me, and Oh, golly. I broke several ribs and stuffed my head underneath the fence. And when I came to, nobody was in there. And it was just like dead quiet. Finally, they realized there was no Donna Kay, and there was an EMT that came in there. And I was just trying to get up. And they brought Juice in. And somebody said, I think Juice is okay. And the other lady says, oh, no, he's not. And he was not. He was not. Yeah, it was pretty bad. My friend Ivy Hurst, she helped me get him stabilized, and we ended up getting him wrapped up enough to get him in the trailer, and yeah, it was a long story. But it was 8 months in a stall, and it was pretty rough old deal for old Juice Man.
Well, I don't like to re-ride, but when Seven got away from me in Albuquerque and I finally caught up with him, I didn't see the accident, but you know, there he was standing there with his big brown eyes looking at me like, Mother, I think I'm hurt, and his tendons literally laying across his knee.
Yeah, and that, I know what you mean about his eyes.
They put a PVC pipe, stitched him up. The vet, track vet came, thank goodness, stitched him up, put a PVC pipe on him. I loaded him in the trailer and drove 17 hours white-knuckled home with my vet waiting for him to do some surgery. He opened him up and said, gosh, they did a great job. We're going to leave him. So for 6 months, he was in a stall. But for several months of that time, he was tied up where he couldn't lay down. Then we did ultrasound, you know, and my thought process was he's going to come back, positive attitude. And of course, you know, we have some naysayer friends. Oh, well, you know, he won't come back. He'll come back. Well, the first time I ran him when he was finally back in shape, we won first. So, you know, and then you get to ride Juice in the Grand Entry. I mean, and is he still a backup horse for you?
Honestly, he's not came all the way back as far as his speed. He still can turn, but the extensor tendon was severed. So if, for instance, he catches a dirt clod on a toe, he cannot physically bring his toe forward. He has to wait till his leg swings it up. The vets all feel like it's still good for him to ride and do things to keep that scar tissue stimulated in there, and it kind of stabilizes him. So I take him to a little few jackpots here and there, and he pins his ears and does his best, and he's so proud when he's done.
Well, I hope our listeners take that to heart, how easily those things can happen. I mean, the rodeo pens that we've been to, St. Paul, Oregon, for an example, it's old wood, big open square, and inevitably, you know, people tie their horses to those old 4x4s and, you know, they pull back and, oh man, and then at that point, you're just trying to get out of the wreck and get high, you know, grab your kids and go up in the grandstands. But, you know, the ignorance of youth and the experience of age, you know, remember what Donna Kay's saying. It's something that you can take to heart. That's certainly an example of a cowgirl's resilience. And when I'm trying to define cowgirl, you know, there's such a long list of prerequisites that go into the life of a cowgirl. But Donna Kay, we need to take a short break. A word from our friends at Flair Equine Nasal Strips, and we'll be right back.
At the short go in Cheyenne, oh, son, he's rolling like a thunderstorm, fast as lightning on the plains. Now they're tired and sore, but they gotta go somewhere on the road to Las Vegas. There is no place to rest. She's a barrel-less angel out there somewhere.
You're listening to Sharon Camarillo's Fun and Fast Times. We'll be right back after this. Flair Equine Nasal Strips are self-adhesive strips that promote optimum respiratory health of equine athletes at every level of competition. The strips reduce airway resistance and improve airflow when your horse needs oxygen most. Veterinarian-developed Flair Strips are a drug-free, simple, cost-effective tool for supporting the long-term respiratory health of all equine athletes that perform in both training and competition with undaunted enthusiasm and heart. Try Flair Strips and experience the benefits for your horse, whether it be at the Kentucky Derby or during occasional weekend competitions or trail rides. Go to flairstrips.com to learn more and find retailers near you. Your horse will be glad you did. This is Sharon Camarillo's Fun and Fast Times. And now, back to Sharon.
Welcome back. I'm Sharon Camarillo, and joining me today is barrel racing legend, 2 times national finals qualifier, Donna K. Rule. Donna K., can we circle back to your husband, John? He's a renowned saddle maker, made saddles for the National Finals Rodeo. And I went and looked at the 2 saddles that I have here that I kept in perpetuity for my son. And I was hoping one was a real saddle, but it wasn't. A Hape saddle, one of them. The 2 of you owned National Saddlery in the Oklahoma City Stockyards almost 30 years. Yes. You were responsible for the great success and legacy of that store. Tell us a little bit about that part of your life.
We loved our store. We worked hard, and John actually was working there before we got married. That's where I met him. I was going to go to work for Billy Perrin in Antlers, and I needed my saddle repaired, and I went in to see if they could do it, and the clerk told me, no, we didn't repair saddles anymore, and John come tearing out of the back, and he said, well, I believe I can fix that. So that's where I met him. But anyway, fast forward, we ended up, he was working there since like 77, I think, and then we actually bought it in 1980. We made the world champion saddles for 10 years. Actually, it was right after Chester Hape. He didn't want to do them anymore. So we were the next ones after Chester Hape, if I'm 100% correct. I think I am. Then actually for 5 of those years, we made the PRCA World Champions and the IPRA World Champion saddles. So we worked pretty hard.
Donna Kay, arguably, you're the most famous 220 Wrangler National Finals top 15 contestant who never got to ride in the Globe Life Stadium, home of the Texas Rangers. But now we're in 221. You're on the road. Tell us what you have in mind for you and Valor for the 2021 season.
Well, I'm hoping we can find some place a little warmer than we've been. So that's my first thing I'm going to implement. Actually, on my way to San Antonio to Friday the 19th and the 20th. And then I'm just going to go to what I can get to, what I can safely keep my horse healthy at, and see where the chips fall.
Well, I love the fact that Randy Bernard made sure that you and Caleb Schmidt, that both tested positive for COVID, had a buy into the American. You're looking forward to that competition?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I love the American. I actually ran around the clipboard for the first 2 years of the American working it. So it means a lot to me, and it's meant a lot to a lot of people that can't just get out on the road. The American is definitely the American dream for those that can't go down the road. So, and for them to allow us both to come in, gosh, that's a pretty heartfelt invitation, and we all both happily accepted.
There's a lot of expectation. What is it, $2.3 million given away in 2 days? So it's the largest paying rodeo in the history of rodeo and in the world. So to just be a part of that in that beautiful stadium, wish you certainly the best of luck.
Well,
I can't thank you enough for pulling your rig over, literally, you know, trying to find a warm spot and get on your cell phone to talk to us, and wish you luck at San Antonio. That's one of my favorite rodeos, and also at the American, of course, and wish you safe travels and hope those big challenges are behind you for the rest of your career. I appreciate the inspiration that you give to our barrel racers, and I hope that you'll leave us with a tip that maybe you can influence some of the young girls that are following in your footsteps.
Probably the biggest tip I would ever tell anybody, whether they're a roper, a barrel racer, a horse shower, is never stop learning. Don't let the highs get too high and the lows get too low. Obviously, you can have both, and you can't quit, and you got to always learn.
I love that. Patience is probably one of those big words we use too, because at 59 years old, even you'd spent your lifetime literally vesting in horsemanship and being around horses, and then God grants you that special horse and you have the sense and the knowledge and understanding of what you really have to go for it. And I think so many times our young riders get so impatient. The win is the only thing they're out for. So I love that. Never stop learning.
I'm 63 years old this year, and, you know, I honestly think I'll never know enough, but I actually am reading an old book right now about training Liberty horses. So, yeah, always learn. I agree.
I love that. Donna Kay, you know, it's expensive to go down the road. We mentioned that earlier, and the devastating realization that you didn't get a chance to run for those big checks at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. But we so depend on our sponsors, and I'm appreciative of my sponsors that support our fun and fast times, the Sharon Camarillo Classics and the clinics and the things I do. Tell us a little bit about the sponsors that help you go down the road.
Oh, I have to do that. Yeah. My first one I ever had was Cool Speed Feed, which is a blended feed there, come out of Mansfield, Oklahoma. And The guy is an incredible nutritionist and has compiled a feed that is very helpful for horses that are not thrifty and have ulcers. So, and it's Cool Speed with a K out of Mansfield, Oklahoma. So I would definitely encourage listeners to look into that. Five Star Pad has been one of my favorites forever. There's nothing like a good quality wool pad. This year is new for me is Express Ranches. They were an NFR sponsor for me last year, but they're going to sponsor me for the current 2021 year. And great family. They do so many things for the youth and the FFA kids. Kentucky Equine Research, scientific proof for all kinds of different supplements. You know, there's lots of supplements out there, but they need to be backed by science. And I think Kentucky Equine Research is top of the line for sure. Lots of disciplines too. Classic Equine also, and we all love their products. And then you had Flair commercial a while ago. They are new for me this year. I love their products. And Deanna Harrison's Essential Oils, they're part of my program. And Al Manor has that ProStride that is a biologic for joints and stuff. So I'm so appreciative of all of those guys and just kind of hold my hand and help me through it and be right there as close as a phone. I appreciate them a lot.
Well, Jim Chipetta at Flair Equine Nasal Strips, he's a vet, as you know. He's a research veterinarian, and he was out at the house. We loved listening. You know, so many things I thought I knew, but I didn't know, you know, like the expansion of the rib cage and the lungs and opening those airways and the small little nickel size cartilage that the horse has at his nose for air to go in and the importance of keeping those airways clear and clean. You know, I mean, we have such an epidemic of bleeders in our performance horse industry. And I truly believe in Flair, the resource of Flair for just health and performance.
I had listened to a podcast that they were on, and it was, and I've referred him 100 times. It was my aha moment. So yeah, he is so intelligent about that. And I just love the concept. So yeah. And I, you know, of course, I'm one that doesn't want to always give them chemicals. So this is a great tool for us, for Valor and myself.
There's another lesson for our young riders that are following in our footsteps right there. That's a big statement. Stay away from those chemicals. So if you all stay with us after this word from Barrel Racing Superstore, we'll be right back.
The Barrel Racing Superstore is your one-stop shop, and we're here to help you. We have Reinsman bits, including Sharon's entire collection, and those hard-to-find discontinued favorites that we're committed to keeping in stock. You can build the saddle of your dreams with our experts, including seat size, tooling, and colors, so you can have a truly custom saddle. If you need electronic timers for your arena or association, we have them. Call us, 530-570-1852, or go to BarrelRacingSuperstore.com. We're here for your success. This is Sharon Camarillo's Fun and Fast Times. And now, back to Sharon.
Daddy gave her her first pony, then taught her to ride. She climbed high in that saddle, fell I don't know how many times. He taught her a lesson that she learned, maybe a little too well. Cowgirls don't cry. Ride. Lessons of life are gonna show you in time. Soon enough, you're gonna know why. It's gonna hurt every now and then. If you fall, get back on again. Cowgirls don't cry.
Thank you for joining us once again on Fun and Fast Times. A very special thank you to our guest, Donna K. Rule, for literally pulling off the highway with her horses and rig to talk to us today. When we talk about what's a cowgirl, Donna K. exemplifies the definition. I hope that helps define some of our fans in the multi directions that cowgirls take to be who they are and honor their lifestyle. They're tough, strong-willed, resilient, with a loving heart of a wife and mother. Thank you to South Point Hotel and Casino, Flair Equine Nasal Strips, designed to enhance both health and performance, Barrel Racing Superstore for your Western riding and barrel racing equipment. Visit BarrelRacingSuperstore.com or contact Debbie at 530-570-1852. We're one of the few tax stops that you can get some direct conversation and some guidance in your purchase. Of course, thank you to our producer, Rob Trigg, for his patience and his education in helping me to become a podcast host, Star Worldwide Networks, and our director, Debbie Wood Matthews. Good news is Fun and Fast Times has its very own Facebook page. So you'll get to know immediately when our podcasts go up. Of course, they're taped and then Rob tweaks them and takes out my stumbles and bumbles. So you'll know off the Facebook page when our next podcast goes up. So at your convenience, if you'd go to our Fun and Fast Times Facebook page and click like, we'd appreciate it. You can always reach us on SharonCamarillo.com. Until the next time, be safe. Be well.
Thanks for joining Sharon today. If you have any questions or comments, you can always reach out to Sharon at SharonCamarillo.com or email RaftorCProductions@gmail.com. We'll see you next time on Fun and Fast Times with Sharon Camarillo, part of Dave Pratt's Star Worldwide Networks. I wanna do-